Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This week's program is about women and sax, five women composers who have written for the saxophone and undoubtedly enjoyed it. They are the French composers Paul Maurice, the English-born Canadian Deirdre Piper, and the Americans Beata Moon, Dorothy Hindman, and myself. We'll begin with a wonderful set of five pieces for saxophone and orchestra by French composer Paul Maurice, who lived from 1910 to 1967. She was born in Paris and studied under the Galland brothers and Henri Bousset and taught sight reading at the Paris Conservatoire from 1943 on. She published a treatise on harmony with her husband. Otherwise, say the notes to the CD we'll hear, she is invisible in music dictionaries. And but for her five Tableaux de Provence, she is all but inaudible to posterity, known mostly to repertoire-hungry saxophonists by the piano reduction of her tableau. Well, I did manage to find her in one dictionary and learned that she also wrote a symphony, two piano concertos, two ballets, and some piano works and chamber music. But the piece we are about to hear is her best known. Composed in 1954, Tableaux de Provence, five pieces for saxophone and orchestra, begins with a farandole of the young girls. The next movement is entitled Song of My Love, then the Bohemian, the Sigh of the Soul, and finally the Great B. About the last movement, the composer says it is a great buzzing, flying creature, turning and bustling, who poises on the flowers, then, watching his chance, flees his narrow valley. Julia Nolan will play the saxophone with the CBC Vancouver Orchestra, Mario Bernardi conducting.